the Award Podcast is brought to you by Naked City Brewery.
Hello and welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Air Raid Podcast. This is episode 177 in what is now officially considered a long and drawn-out series. I am your host, Aaron Roden, and this, of course, is the show where we drop bombs of awesome straight into your ear holes. Boom, indeed. Folks, we've got a great show planned for you this week. It's going to be rad. You're going to love it. Filled with some surf music from the great, 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 great band La Luz. Shana Cleveland of the band La Luz is going to be joining us here in the backyard shortly. It's a good conversation. Shana is a total peach. If you haven't heard, they were in this very, very gnarly tour van accident a little while back. It was talked about a lot here, especially in the Seattle area. They had a lot of support, which was awesome, because the music community here in Seattle and the fans and the friends all got together. People pooled their money, and it was just amazing to see people come together and really support La Luz in the way that they did. And so we talk a little bit about that. We don't talk too much about the accident. I mean, specifics wise, we can't say a lot. There may be some stuff going on with that. And she mentioned something in there that, you know, makes it obvious that, okay, that's the reason we can't really talk about specifics of the accident. So if you want to find out more about it, there is a lot of information out there. We were kind of late to the game on this, but to each their own, right? You can find stuff if you want to find stuff. If you don't mind hearing specifics and stuff, then don't worry about it. All right, hey, it is going to be a great chat though, and we're going to feature music from La Luz's latest album, Big Big Blood, here on the show. Or wait, no, it's not Big Big Blood. It's Alive is the frickin' album name. Duh. All right. Yes. On with the show, shall we? Yeah. Hey, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. I hope everybody's was good. I had a great one. I had a pretty good one. I took a whole week off. And everything was great. I spent a lot of time with my family. We had our first like family gathering with like 17, maybe 20 people over at the new house. And it was wonderful. It was wonderful. Everybody kind of got together and we just ate and drank and were merry. And it was great. It was a little crowded. I'm not going to lie. It was a little crowded here in Shea Roden. It was good. Nonetheless, it was great. People had a good time. No fights. Nothing was weird. Nobody got gross, which can happen sometimes, right? You get a little drinking in the family members. Somebody says something gross. It's just, you guys thought I was talking about something else. That's gross. That's gross, you guys. Don't think about that. Regardless, it was a great holiday. I hope you guys had a good one as well. Man, New Year's is coming up. New Year's Eve is coming up this week. Oh, man. Tomorrow, in fact. This one's going up a little late. I was sick yesterday, so, you know. Whatever. I'm always sick now. I'm just always sick. I've got a big... Boy, I'm just blasting through stuff here. I've got a huge, huge announcement to make. A really big announcement. I don't know. I've been trying to make this announcement on the show here in the past few episodes, but I wanted to do it right. And I already announced it on my Facebook, my personal Facebook page, but... Anyway, we are expecting another child, and we found out recently it is a girl, and we're very excited. Her name will be Tegan Reese Roden, Yeah. How about them apples, right? I am stoked, you guys. I am really, really excited. I'm excited to have another girl. I love little girls. They're amazing. Tatum is growing up to be just a fantastic person. She's only two and a half, but man, is she a firecracker. And she puts me in my place every day where I should be. Fatherhood. I'm really enjoying it, you guys. I'm really, really enjoying being a dad. And I love watching my little girl grow up. And so we're really, really excited to add to our family. But this is going to be it, man. I am done. I am done with having children. After this next one, after Tegan comes, that is it. That is it. Gonna get snipped. And I'm a little nervous about that. But one thing I'm a little nervous, I'm more nervous about is having two kids. I am, you know, like I said, I'm very excited, but I'm very nervous at the same time. Because, you know, taking care of like a 2.5-year-old is insane. Once they hit two, man, they start like, I mean, things start fitting into place in their brains and they realize that they can get away with certain things, right? If I cry this length for this amount of time, then I can get what I need or get what I want, even though dad or mom don't want me to have it, right? They start thinking like that. You can see it in their eyes too. They're working it. The gears are rolling, man. They're turning in there. And so I'm really, I'm quite nervous about adding another, like another baby onto that, right? Because it's not just like you have two kids when you have two kids. What people say, it's more like you have 10 kids when you have two kids. You see what I'm saying? See what I'm getting at here? This is scary shit, you guys. This is real stuff. This is real life, right? Man. And then to top that off, I mean, Tatum, we're really trying really hard to integrate things into Tatum's life, into her daily being, that is like, okay, preparing her for having a baby sister, right? She doesn't know how to share her toys right now, which she's going to have to learn how to do very soon, come April. She doesn't know how to do that stuff. And how's she going to share, you know, if she wakes up in the middle of the night, which she does frequently, and wants to come into mommy and daddy's bed, right? How are we going to do that when there's a baby already in there probably? Oh, man. Yeah, a lot of stuff to think about, you guys. A lot of stuff to think about. A lot of stuff on my mind. Maybe that's why I've been kind of letting the show slip a little bit. I have been. I'll be the first to say it. I've been letting things slip a little bit. I've been letting time pass. Like yesterday, I probably could have done the show yesterday. I could have posted it. I was not feeling very well, but I was just exhausted from everything that has been happening this week, right? Just exhausted. Eating too much food, seeing family, drinking a little bit too much, gaining some weight, man. I got a new kid coming. Man, it's just a lot on my plate right now. So, yeah, there you go. There you go. That's what's been going on in the Roden household. We are expecting child number two. Yeah, like I said, very, very excited. Very exciting times here. And, boy, are we going to need your support when that comes around. So yeah, due out, little Tegan, due to grace this earth, in April 28th, I think is the due date, but we'll see about that, right? Nothing comes right on the due date. What else was I gonna say, you guys? I can't remember. How about this, right? It's been a little while since we told you guys to go visit the archive page. We have a Facebook page. I got my personal Facebook page. We've got our Twitter page at Air Raid Net. You can follow us there for all the news and updates and funny videos and pictures and stuff like that that we post or that I post. Also, the archive page. If you go and you visit our webpage, air-raid.net, you can go to the archives and revisit each and every single one of the Air Raid podcasts. And there's a lot of great stuff on there, man. We've had musical acts like Macklemore, the Presidents of the United States of America, Mudhoney. Man, yeah, a lot of good stuff on there, guys. Bands like Pickwick, Grand Archives, David Bazan from Pedro the Lion, John Roderick, all those dudes. Also, we've had people, comedians like Pete Holmes, Aisha Tyler, Paul Scheer has been on the show, Jason Manzoukas, June Diane Raphael has been here, Howard Kramer, Kulap Velisak, Scott Aukerman. I mean, come on. Huge list of people there on the archives page awaiting your ear holes. So go and check that out, air-raid.net. God, we gotta, let's take a second here and just thank all of you. Thank all of you who listened to the show that have made this year awesome for Air Raid. A lot of you donated this year to the Air Raid podcast, which was awesome. A lot of you bought t-shirts. A lot of you bought posters. A lot of you sent me some great emails as well and told me that you really enjoy the show. So thank you guys. Thank you so much for listening this year. It's been fantastic, and you've really made us, or helped us make some pretty big strides here in the backyard. And we gotta thank, of course, our amazing sponsor who's been with us for the last few months. They have been great as well. Naked City Brewery and Tap House there on Greenwood Avenue North here in Seattle, Washington. Man, they've just been great. NakedCityBrewing.com. Go visit them, will ya? Visit their Facebook page as well. And tell them that you want this relationship to continue with the Air Raid podcast. Tell them that you love those guys. And always, as always, man, your favorite watering holes. See if they can get some Naked City Brewery. Make some Naked City brews on tap for you at your favorite watering holes. I don't even care if you're out of state, man. Just request it. If they get some requests coming in saying that they're wanted in other states, I mean, that's huge, right? That's huge for us. That's huge for them. It's huge for all of you because it's great, great beer. So if you do have a chance, please drop into Naked City Brewery at 8564 Greenwood Avenue North here in Seattle, Washington. And say hello and try some of their brew. My favorite right now is, of course, Duplicity. It's awesome. It's such a good beer. Oh, my God. I think it's like their flagship. But me and Shayna, we sit down here shortly and we drink some IPA. I think it's Crossover. It's got a Crossfire. Is that what that was? I can't remember. It was a while ago. Ooh, boy. Maybe I shouldn't have said that. Ha-ha. Anyway. Yeah, thank you guys for listening. Thanks for making it a great year. It's been awesome. Let's get to it, shall we? We're going to be featuring music today off of La Luz's current album, It's Alive. This song is called Big, Big Blood. It has an awesome video that accompanies it as well. So check that out. LaLuzBand.tumblr.com. Go and check it out. Okay. This is Big, Big Blood, and we'll be right back with more of the Air Raid podcast for your ears. Stay with us, everybody. Back in a moment. All right, welcome back. Joining me here in the backyard is Shayna Cleveland from the band La Luz. The track you just heard was Big, Big Blood off of their latest album. That's been doing pretty well right now, especially at the, like, all this, like, the year-end lists. Like, they're all coming down the pipes right now, right? You've seen all this stuff, right? You're active on, like, Facebook and stuff, right?
Yeah, I've seen a few of them.
Yeah, yeah. You guys are on a lot of lists right now.
Yes. It seems like all the lists came out on the same day. Like, they
pretty much
had planned
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
People planned that, it seemed like.
Yeah, yeah. Is that a cool feeling for you? Or is it like, it's a list?
No, it's awesome.
Yeah?
It's weird. You work for so long on an album between songwriting and recording and mixing and then just waiting a really long time for it to come out. So
it's
great to have that, you know, recognition.
Yeah. And the feedback, right? Like the feedback from people that are acknowledging your work. That's got to be cool.
Yeah, it's great to know that people like it. It's always like, how is this going to be received after all this work?
And yeah. But I'm going to tell you right now, Shayna, I don't have a list. And you're not on it.
It's okay.
You're not on my on my non-list.
I don't have a list either.
I don't have my shit together enough to like make a list.
Yeah.
You know? Like there's so much good music that comes out every year and I would feel bad if I left somebody out.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's my thought. So I apologize. I apologize to everybody out there listening to this. I didn't make a list.
That's all right.
Well, welcome to the backyard.
Thanks.
We're enjoying a little bit of Naked City IPA. This is the Crossfire IPA. This is really good. I'm not usually like an IPA drinker either. This is fantastic.
Yeah, it's super good.
Yeah. You were the one that suggested the IPA. You're a big IPA person.
Yeah, it's kind of my go-to.
Yeah. Even in the wintry months, you're still a beer girl.
Yeah, I like hot toddies sometimes, but
you also suggested that, and then I looked. I'd never made a hot toddy, and I looked at like the recipe, and I was like, oh, I can't do that.
Oh no, it's super easy. You don't have to add all the like cloves and cinnamon.
Right. Yeah.
But no, beer is I like beer because I know like how much I'm drinking. I feel like alcohol is like scary for me.
Right. Well, especially in like a sweet drink or something too, right? You never know how much is going to be in there. And if it's like, you know, a vibrant blue color, you just stay away from those altogether.
That sounds fun though.
It does, right? Yeah.
With an umbrella.
Maybe I should have made that in a big pineapple goblet.
Next time in a coconut.
So, Shayna, take me back a little bit. How long have you been playing music?
I started playing guitar when I was 15, and I didn't really start playing in bands and stuff until I moved to Seattle, which was after I went to college. And
where'd you go to college?
At Columbia College in Chicago. It's
an
art school downtown.
So
I moved to Seattle, and I played in just like one other band before I started La Luz.
Mm-hmm. What was it? What band was that?
It was called The Curious Mystery. We put out a couple albums on K Records in Olympia.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like around here, too, like K Records is definitely, you know, I mean, that's one of the labels, you know?
Yeah. It was crazy. We met Calvin Johnson playing a show, like a benefit show for Hollow Earth Radio.
Really?
And he just afterwards, he took our set list and... He got my guitar player's phone number and called him, and that he was just like, I want to put out a record. So,
what?
So we did that for a while with that band, and then I eventually just kind of wanted to go in this other direction, so I started La Luz.
Yeah. What kind of music? I don't know what kind of music you guys were playing at that point.
That band was like a psych rock band.
Okay.
Kind of like a
fuzz and wah.
Yeah, no like, wah.
No
but,
wah? Oh, man.
But, like, yeah, kind of, like, fuzzy and, like, just, like, you know, jamming out and stuff. But I wrote, like, half the songs, and then the other, there was another songwriter that wrote half of the songs.
Oh, cool.
And I traded vocals and stuff.
Right on. That sounds pretty cool. So, walk me through this. Your guitar player gets a phone call from Calvin Johnson. and then calls you. Obviously, you know who Calvin Johnson is, right?
Yeah.
Like, what goes through your mind at this point? You just hear that you've been contacted by Calvin Johnson. He wants to put one of your records out.
I remember where I was because I was at Goodwill.
Yeah.
and I was just like so stoked. I was just like, you know, like in Goodwill.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. It was great. It was so cool to get to like, and I'm still friends with Calvin and
all
of those people.
Oh man. Yeah, so. That's awesome. And that's such a great label too. They started so many awesome, awesome musicians.
Yeah.
On that label. I remember like that was like my go-to, you know, that was the label when I was in high school,
so you must have
Washington.
You grew up in Washington.
Yeah. Born and raised. But yeah, man, they had so many great artists on that label. We used to love. And they do they still do what was it called? Shit. I can't remember. That festival down in Olympia. Something with Go-Go.
Oh yeah. They do not still do that. But so I can't remember what it's called.
What is that called? I can't remember.
Something at Go-Go. Yeah, I know.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about though,
I
right?
I do. Yeah, I mean, but they I don't think they've done that in a while cuz I don't ever remember hearing about it like since I was since I knew Calvin and them.
Right.
But yeah, I've definitely heard about it just from knowing people who grew up here.
Uh-huh. You were originally from Michigan, correct?
Yeah, Kalamazoo, Michigan.
So when did you move out here?
Like 8 years ago.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. And your mom lives out here too?
Yeah, she moved out here probably like a year after I did. Uh-huh. And she loves it here because of the weather. Doesn't get super cold or super hot.
Yeah. Very moderate.
Yeah. I actually hate the weather here.
I was just saying that to my wife today, this morning. It was like, it's like, you know, it's like a heavy, like, not even a drizzle, but yeah. It's a heavy, like, rainy fog. I don't even know what to call it. And I was just like, man, I'm really getting sick of this already.
You grew up here
I grew up here, like, and I was just, like, walking inside, and I was like, fuck.
It sucks. I hate it.
Because we went to the zoo. We took my kid to the zoo last night, like, the zoo lights, you know, they have all the lights set up and stuff. And I forgot, like, an umbrella. I didn't have a hood to wear or anything like that, so I'm just soaking wet.
Yeah.
And I was just miserable. I was like, where's the fucking snow? Like, come on, world. Just give us a break.
Snow.
That would be great. That would be great. I don't think I've ever had a white Christmas. Ever.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. But you're not into Christmas, so that doesn't doesn't matter.
It's just another day when I can't go to places I want to go to because they're closed.
Everybody deserves a day off, Shayna. Come on.
It's true.
So why did you come out here? Why did you move out to Seattle?
I had always kind of wanted to live on the West Coast. Uh-huh. And I moved to LA after college for a year, and I just didn't like it because I was living in the Valley. What I probably should have done is just like try to not live in the Valley, but I was just like, screw this, I'm gonna go somewhere else. My mom visited Seattle and she brought me back a copy of The Stranger, and I was just flipping through it and I was like, this place looks cool, so
yeah
I just packed my stuff and moved.
you hit the page in the back with all the prostitutes. Yeah. And you're like, all right.
Yeah, that's great.
So what was it about California that you didn't like? Like the fakeness of the Valley? I've never spent any time down there.
Yeah,
so.
The Valley is a horrible place. I mean, it's just, I don't think you'll find too many people that would disagree with that.
Uh-huh.
But I love California, actually. It was just really the San Fernando Valley. That it's kind of just like endless strip malls and
right.
plastic
how
surgery
close?
Advertisement.
Yeah. How close is that area to like L.A.? Is that L.A.?
It's actually, that was one of the things that really confused me when I lived there, is that all the different neighborhoods that you would live in, like here, uh-huh. you could live in like Ballard or Wallingford, but it'd still be Seattle, like your address would be Seattle. But in L.A., it's like a lot of the different neighborhoods it's actually like different cities. Like when I lived in the Valley, I lived in like a few different cities, but they were just like a mile away from each other.
So like Silver Lake would be like a different city?
Actually, Silver Lake might be L.A., but but I lived in North Hollywood while I was there, and I lived in Van Nuys, and I lived in Calabasas, and all three of those are in the Valley, but they're all different cities, like in your mailing address. So I never really understood what L.A. was.
A weird, weird conglomerate. Full of people that want to make it famous.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and the people that are serving them.
Yeah, exactly. We were just watching this show last night, Hello Ladies. Have you heard of that?
Uh-uh.
It's this new show on HBO. And it features one of the guys, one of the British guys from the original Office, right? The tall, lanky guy. I can't remember his name. But it's all about, he's like a British transplant in L.A. and just trying to get a date, basically. And it's like, so it's just exactly what you just explained right there to a T. It's like everybody is, you know, kind of on the haunt, you know, to get famous or to meet famous people and like there to be part of like that scene. Right. And he's totally like this awkward, like, you know, fish out of water kind of character, just trying to get laid, basically. And it was like, we were watching it last night. I was like, I can't watch this. It, first of all, it makes me never want to go to California ever again. And second of all, it's just like this anxiety ridden, like feelings, you know, like, have you ever seen like the original Office and things like that?
I haven't seen it actually.
But you've seen like a movie where they just put the main character into situations which are just so like they make your skin crawl.
Yeah.
Right. I can't do that anymore. I don't know where I'm going with this conversation, but I got to get it out there. I can't do that anymore.
You can't watch that kind of stuff.
I think I'm getting too old.
It's good comedy, though.
Well, that's what I'm confused. Like, I know I should like something like that, but I can't do it.
Yeah.
I was like, I had to get up out of bed. We were watching it in bed. I had to get up out of bed and go walk around, pace around the house. This is making me so anxious. Enough about me. Let's get back to you a little bit. So you started playing guitar when you were about 15 years old. How old are you now?
32.
Okay. So we're same age. So that was like when the grunge era was kind of going on, the indie rock, was becoming more well known and things like that. Is that what you were listening to at that age?
Yeah, that is what I was listening to. I was listening to Nirvana and, you know, Hole and a lot of stuff that was happening out here.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah.
I think that definitely probably influenced my decision to move here.
Yeah.
Just because I had heard of it, you know.
Right, right. Yeah, of course. But your parents were fairly musical too, right?
Yeah, they're both musicians. My dad plays in a bunch of bands out in Michigan, and my mom is a blues singer.
Blues singer. Mm-hmm. Whoa. Is that kind of intense to grow up with?
No. I mean, since I don't know any other way,
yeah.
It's normal. It's the normal way to grow up.
But that's it. Did they tour a lot when you were young?
They pretty much stopped touring when I was born.
Oh, really?
My dad toured a lot before I was born.
Okay.
And then slowed down a lot. Still plays a lot, but doesn't tour anymore.
And what does he play? Is he a guitar player?
He's a keyboard player.
Oh, keyboard. Okay. Gotcha. Well, that's got to be kind of cool. Like, you were probably surrounded by musical instruments as a kid and always playing music in the house.
Yeah. I never really played music until I started playing guitar, but I was, you know, everyone was always singing and playing music and stuff.
Yeah. They ever do like jam sessions at the house and like bring friends over and stuff?
No. I've never done that. That sounds fun. Sounds like
it would have been great.
Good
right?
old days.
Yeah, yeah, totally. So, I mean, what music are you like? Take me like, you're a little kid. What are your parents listening to on the radio?
I guess they listen to a lot of like kind of country rock, like. Like Little Feat or The Band, stuff like that. And then my dad was really into like Steely Dan, and they also listened to a lot of soul stuff like Stevie Wonder and stuff.
Okay, cool.
Beatles.
Yeah. Do you think that like the '60s music influenced what you do now?
Yeah. I guess it kind of. I was thinking about how so many bands are sort of referencing the 60s nowadays. Uh-huh. And maybe that's because it's like our generation, a lot of our parents were hippies or into that kind of thing.
Yeah,
so
totally.
We heard that growing
totally.
Up.
Totally. Yeah.
And yeah, that's definitely the case with me.
Yeah. Yeah. I just remember like some of my fondest memories were like being in my dad's little tiny Toyota truck and like listening to what used to be the, like the oldies station, here in Seattle, KBSG, and just my dad just rocking out to like old, you know, Beatles pop songs and the Turtles and you know, bands like that, you know. Yeah, some of my fondest memories of you know, hearing music when I was a kid. And like whenever I, you know, whenever you hear that kind of stuff now too, it like takes you right back to where you were.
It's still so good. I mean, to me, I feel totally. Like that era of still produced the best music that has ever happened.
What is it? What is it for you? Because like right, you know, right now, I would say, and you get your band La Luz gets kind of lumped into like the surf rock genre a little bit, right? Would you agree with that? By the way,
yeah. It's I mean, we can't exactly deny it when we play surf instrumentals sometimes.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's definitely not like it doesn't fit super cleanly into that, I feel like, all the time. But I don't mind it. I love surf music. So.
Yeah. And it seems like it fits.
Yeah.
Well, let's do this. Let's go with our second musical break. We're featuring stuff off of your current album. And this is the title track, right? It's Alive?
Yeah.
Yeah. By La Luz. And we'll be back with more of the Ear Raid Podcast for your ears here just in a moment with special guest today, Shana Cleveland. All right. Be back in a moment. Gonna be fun.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. Is that like a almost kind of a dream bill right there?
Yeah, I'm really excited. We met Doug March at Dobe Fest, actually.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They played there last year, right?
Yeah, and we were playing there, too. And then I met him in the grocery store waiting for the ferry, and he was just like, hey, I really loved your set.
Really?
And so I gave him a tape, and then he just emailed us and was like, do you want to play at Numo's with us? So,
he asked you guys to play.
Yeah.
That is such a huge compliment. That is so totally cool.
And we're going to do the Treefort Music Festival with them also.
Oh, that is so awesome. Oh, man, that is rad. I got to meet him at Sasquatch last year. And that was like just a dream come true. Cause like when I was, they used to come and play Seattle all the time. They played this little club called the Rock Candy. Uh-huh. It was this little shithole. Like it was one of the only all ages clubs here in Seattle. And it was awful. Every time we would come over there, over here from the other side of the water as teenagers, we'd come in a big group and one person would get sick every time we would go to that place. Because for some reason it was like they never had the plumbing was never working, so the toilets were always overflowing with, you know, God knows what. It was an awful, awful place. But Built to Spill used to play there all the time. And this one time Doug was just like walking around the audience, and I don't know, you know, he must have been getting a drink or something. He was going back to the backstage area, and he brushed past me, and I was like, Doug. And he turned around and he's like, yeah, what's up? I was like, I love you.
That's what you said?
And that's what I said. Oh, God. I just felt like such an idiot. And, like, you know, obviously, he's not going to remember something like that. But when I met him at Sasquatch, luckily, I held that in. I didn't mention that.
Uh-huh.
Because it went through my mind. I was like, should I, you know, bring up this story that I've been holding in for 15 years?
That's a good story.
Yeah. I it would make it even better if he was like, oh, yeah, I totally remember that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, right. But that's going to be so awesome, though, playing with Built to Spill. Yeah. That's so cool. He's such a nice dude, too. When I met him this last summer, he was so nice and very appreciative of, you know, meeting a fan.
Which seems really cool. Nice.
Yeah.
I saw him play solo at the Dobe Fest, too. Just kind of this, like, unannounced, like, solo show in a field with, like, candles and stuff. You know, one of these nice moments at Dobe Fest. And, it was so beautiful. It was really like unbelievable. So
were you a fan of his solo album?
I've never heard it.
You've never heard it?
That was my first time hearing him
play solo. Holy smokes. Yeah, that's a great album. I don't know if I think it's only one, too. I think he only has one of them.
Yeah,
but yeah,
check it out.
It's really good. It's really good. So this last tour, you guys were playing with Of Montreal, right?
Yeah.
And you were saying before, like, we started recording, you got into like six shows maybe until this big accident that I'm sure a lot of people listening have heard about.
Yeah.
Can you walk us through? I know you can't talk about a whole lot of the aspects of the accident because there may be some things still happening with that. But what can you tell us about what happened?
Basically we hit some ice and we were pulled over to the side of the road, and while we were waiting for help to arrive, we were hit by a semi truck
that hit like possibly hit the same patch of ice.
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. I just know that we were hit by a truck.
Gotcha.
It was horrible.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, and it basically just destroyed everything.
Yeah.
That you guys had in the van.
Yeah, it's we had just bought that van, and it was like the most awesome van. We were so excited.
Oh, so
about
it wasn't
it.
Even a rental. You guys had
no,
bought this
we
thing
bought
outright.
It. We like saved up our money and bought this van, and we like got it all. You know, bought the stereo and got the windows tinted, and we were like, this is like the greatest tour van. We're gonna have it for so long.
Got the windows tinted. You got some like Star Wars scene painted on the side.
No, I wish. we were trying to keep it real. real inconspicuous. Yeah, you know, yeah, it was just a white van. But but yeah, it's we had just bought it, and then that was just a huge bummer because we lost that, and we also lost almost all of our gear, and had to cancel the rest of the tour, and you know, just had to, you know, go to hospitals. It was just a major. Yeah. I mean, it was so hard after we got back from that tour, and we're in Seattle, and we were just kind of stuck and like, you know, messed up physically and mentally.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure.
And like, it was like every day I'd like get like Google alerts on my phone that were like, today Tucson, you know, today Austin, like all these dates, places we were supposed to be.
Right, right.
But I was just like in Seattle, all messed up.
Oh, God,
so it was really.
So how many dates were you guys supposed to play with of Montreal?
It was. I think it was around 22.
22, and it was like a full.
Full
national,
U.S. tour.
National tour.
Yeah, it started in Brooklyn, and it ended in Georgia, but just kind of went, like, the long way around.
Like a big U-turn.
Yeah.
Horseshoe shape around the country. Man, that's nuts. Was that, like, one of the first big tours that you guys had been billed on, or?
Yeah, I guess so. We had been on, like, a nationwide tour by ourselves, but it was our first support tour, and which was really tough. And we had a couple other, like, really exciting opportunities for support tours that we couldn't take, and this was the first one we were actually able to do, and Of Montreal was just, like, was so good. Every show we saw was just like so awesome, and it was really hard to not be able to finish that one.
Yeah that sucks man, especially losing equipment too, like you said that your guitar made it through though, right?
Yeah, my guitar made it through, but my guitar was pretty much like, I mean, it's all bruised up and dented and stuff, but it still plays. But that was like, I was almost like, man, why couldn't it just have taken my guitar and left my other stuff? Because, like, my amp was this old vintage amp that was kind of like a cheap amp, but they don't make it anymore.
Right,
so
right. What kind of amp was it?
It was called a Lyric. I think it was like a old Sears amp, like from the 60s.
Yeah.
But it just sounded amazing. Just an old tube amp. And I had this Gibson reverb tank that they also don't make anymore, but they're like amazing.
Yeah.
And that was destroyed.
Yeah, you can't emulate those either. Like those old like those one-off amps that they made like maybe 200 of or something like that in 1964. You know, and sold them through the Sears catalog.
Yeah, I mean, even if you find another one on eBay, it's probably not going to sound.
It's not
going to
sound
like
anything. Yeah, it's not going to sound the same. First of all, people have probably tinkered with it, you know, and like, you know, done all sorts of weird little changes on them. Yeah,
yeah.
That's too bad. That's too bad. I don't know what I would do if like something happened to any of these guitars. Like, it would just kill me.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I mean, I think that it was like, it would have been a lot, that kind of stuff would have been more depressing if the accident wasn't as bad as it was, because we are all just like, we're alive. And that's like incredible, because we totally should, like everyone on the scene was like, you guys should have been dead.
Oh, Jesus.
And we looked at the van and it was like pretty obvious that it's like, you know, that is probably true. Like it just is really shocking that we made it out of that accident, because it was really horrible.
I saw some of the pictures, man. It looked pretty freaking horrendous.
Yeah. So when you come that close to death, it's just like, well, you know, yeah, we lost a bunch of stuff, but you know,
yeah,
we're still alive.
Thank God. But then you come back. So you come back to Seattle after this big accident, and there's like, I mean, huge amounts of support for you guys.
Yeah, that was really incredible. It was really meaningful to me, because it felt like so much that you do as a band is, it can feel sort of selfish, because you're like sort of holed up in your room writing songs, or in, you know, this practice space by yourself, or even in a tour van, you know, for hours, with the four of you just kind of like, or sitting around in a bar, you know, it's just, it all feels just kind of weird and self-indulgent sometimes. And so for so many people to come out and support us, it felt like people were telling us, no, we want you to keep going. Like, it's important to us that you keep doing this.
Yeah.
You know?
That your art means something. It means so much to other people.
Yeah.
Too.
So that was the
That's
best.
That's amazing. Yeah. And Was there? Did I hear too that like when Of Montreal played the date here in Seattle and couldn't play with you guys because you were all bruised and banged up?
Yeah.
Like they all the proceeds went to your like band fund.
I'm not
to get better or
I'm
was
not
that
sure? It was all right? Such a kind of a blur at that point.
I'm sure. Yeah. I'm
so
sure.
I know that they somebody I think set up like some sort of donation fund
well, that's
at that
good.
Show.
Yeah. Man, but are you still bummed that you didn't get to finish out that tour with
Montreal? Oh yeah, of course. Yeah, they're so sweet though. They like they sent us video, like texted us videos of them like chanting our name at like to get ready for shows after we couldn't do that.
Oh really?
Stuff.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah,
so that's pretty nice. Cool. That's pretty cool. But what? So you're better now, right?
I'm not entirely better, but I can play guitar and stuff.
Uh-huh.
So.
What's going on?
I had this crazy arm thing. Like right now I'm talking to you and like my hand is numb.
Really?
It's just kind of these weird lingering effects. I got hit in the arm pretty bad and have some nerve damage and stuff. So,
whoa.
But it's definitely better than it, you know, was, uh-huh. I guess like uh-huh. a few weeks ago.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well,
everybody's
man,
healing up.
Sorry to hear about that, but you're still able to play and you guys are hopefully gearing up to play some more shows. Obviously, you're playing with Built to Spill for what, 3 dates here next week?
We're going to do two of those, 2 dates at Numo's, and then we're doing the Treefort Festival with them in March.
Oh, that's in March?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, it's like after post South by Southwest.
Yeah. And then what comes next? You guys are doing another... Let's see, I've got your website pulled up right here, which you can find at laluzband.tumblr.com. But you guys have some more dates coming up, right? Where is it?
You think
there
yeah,
it is.
Shows.
Ah.
We
this
yeah.
makes for great fake radio, by the way. Loading websites.
We're doing kind of a pretty short, like 2.5 week tour down the West Coast with Pure Bathing Culture, a band from Portland.
Oh, cool.
And we're actually skipping some of the dates with them because we don't want to drive through the same area that we got in the crash in just because we're still really paranoid.
I totally understand that.
Especially
yeah.
in February. So we're doing like a reroute back. We're going down California and then over to Texas and then we're kind of going to go back the same way. Back to Seattle, then into Vancouver. And then in March, we're going to go down to South by Southwest. And then when we get back, we're going to Europe for almost a month.
Awesome. Have you ever done like a European tour before?
No, I haven't.
You got to be looking forward to that.
I am sort of looking forward to it. I hate flying. So
oh, really?
I'm kind of like, all right, I have to do this because it doesn't make sense not to.
Yeah.
But and I'm
is it
I'm
a fear
excited.
Is it a fear thing with
oh yeah
with flight?
It is yeah. yeah I'm like I think I just need to find the right drugs to fall asleep or something on the flight and I'll be okay but
yeah,
or
yeah.
maybe like drink a bunch of IPA or something.
I'm but, sure Naked City will provide you with that. Yeah definitely.
Yeah.
Did you know, Shayna, that you can bring small bottles of liquor with you on the plane?
No.
I just found this out. You can bring those little tiny bottles, if they're sealed,
oh, wow.
with you on the plane.
That's great.
Yeah, it's amazing. That has changed my whole worldview. Like, from now on, like, there's no reason to now buy a drink ever, you know, on one of those flights. Because you can just bring it with you, man. That's awesome.
That's good to know.
Yeah, so keep that in mind.
Okay.
Definitely keep that in mind.
I'm definitely going to do that.
So your parents have to be pretty proud of what you guys have been able to do musically.
Yeah my parents are really proud. It's awesome. I don't know. It's like I feel like the only downside is I don't really get to visit my dad that much in Michigan because I'm mm-hmm. like it's like I'm always kind of on the road anyway, so I'll just see him when I go through town, you know,
right
for
right.
a couple of days but yeah they've
do you keep in touch
supportive.
With them though the, like a
yeah.
lot.
Oh yeah, totally.
Yeah, tell him about your exploits.
Yeah,
your touring exploits.
Yeah, he's been there, done that.
Is that kind of a cool thing though? Like, do you guys like swap stories about being on the road and things like that?
Yeah, a little bit. Like, mm-hmm. Every time my mom tells me a story, it's just like mind blowing. It's just so funny to me. Like, she just recently told me that, like right after she met my dad, he was in a all white soul band that was called Carob.
Uh-huh.
Which is like, you know, fake chocolate.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just like, man,
that's awesome.
Golden.
That's so great.
That was in Arizona,
so
I think. But yeah, they've got a lot of great stories. They're ramblers.
That's fantastic. That's really fantastic. Well, Shayna, thank you so much for coming and joining me here. And
thank you.
Sharing the story. I know it's got to be kind of hard to talk about that accident still fresh in mind. Plus,
yeah.
Everybody friggin' wants to talk to you about it, right?
It's true. And yeah. Every time I talk to somebody about it, they're like, sorry, I know you don't want to talk about this anymore.
Doing exactly what I just did. Yeah, great. Okay, wonderful. I'm just like everybody else. I get it. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
It's to be expected. I mean, I can't really blame anyone. If I saw me, I would be asking me the same thing.
That's for sure. That's for sure. Well, thank you once again. And go to laluzband.tumblr.com if you want to find out about the upcoming shows and get tickets, right? And where can we get our hands on the latest album, It's Alive?
You can get it in stores, and I think it's on iTunes and everything like that. So.
Okay, yeah. And you can also go to the Hardly Art website as well and get it there. Let's see, what else was I going to say? Oh, do you guys have a Facebook page and Twitter and all that good stuff?
Yeah, and Instagram.
Wonderful, wonderful. And you can keep up with La Luz there. You can find us at air-raid.net, also on Twitter at air-raid.net. Connect with us there, or you can send me an email at Aaron, that's A-A-R-O-N, at air-raid.net as well. So, that's about it, guys. Have a great New Year's Eve. We will see you next week with an old friend of mine from my hometown who is now living over in New York City in a band called, he plays in a band called Legs, which is really good. Can't wait to debut some of that music for you guys. He'll be here next week. But have a safe and sane New Year's Eve, and we'll be with you next week with Tito Ramsey of Legs. We're going to go out today with the song Sure as Spring by La Luz. Shayna, thank you once again.
Thank you.
Yeah, and have a great holiday.
Thanks. You too.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. All right. This is Sure as Spring, and we'll be back next week with more of the Air Raid Podcast for your ears. Have a good one, everybody.